All Request Friday here in the Green Zone. You pick the tunes coming out of commercial breaks. Of course, we're heading into our first weekend of summer in Saskatchewan. The heat is on. Glenn Frey, there you have it. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line. A half an hour away, it's the Green Zone pregame show getting set for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Toronto Argonauts in week three of CFL action on a Friday night football kickoff at 5:30 on TSN, of course. But right now, we're going to take you to South Beach, or nearby anyways, in South Florida. Doug Plagans is the play-by-play voice of the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. But real quick, first, Doug, a CFL link to you. One of the most dynamic pass rushers in the CFL was Tim Cheatwood. You got to call a season of his in his arena football days, Doug.
I did, and thanks for having me on. I was just saying off air, this has gotten to be a little bit of a good tradition for us. I think I've been on with you recapping the Cup Final 2 years in a row now.
Yes, so we have.
We can continue to make this a thing. But, yeah, I did have a chance to do four seasons of arena football earlier in my career in 2012 with the Cleveland Gladiators in the Arena Football League. Tim Cheatwood, yes, he was a big part of the Gladiators defense that year. He was an Ohio State Buckeye, obviously, so a little bit of a local and regional tie when he was playing in Cleveland in the Arena League. But, yeah, that's a great name from the past. And, as you said, a big intimidating force on the pass rush, didn't matter where he was playing.
Doug, you call the games for the Florida Panthers, and it was nice to see that they kept you around for the, once it hit the Stanley Cup Final, they kept you around for the call there for the radio, which is fantastic, and saw some of the videos up on your Twitter. As a broadcaster, do you get to party with the team?
Well, we get plenty of opportunities as the summer goes on to be around the Cup. We've got a parade coming up on Sunday, obviously, which is going to be an awesome sight. And hopefully it's a little bit drier than our parade was last year, but that certainly didn't deter anybody from enjoying it to the fullest a year ago. But we have the parade coming up on Sunday, and lots of different events throughout the summer and leading up to the start of next season. Like I said, there will be plenty of opportunities for all of us to spend as much time as we can around the Cup. I haven't been around it since it left the arena after Game 6, but it looks like it's making the rounds. And the Stanley Cup, I tell you what, there might not be a more photographed object in the entire world than the Stanley Cup, and it's amazing too how whether you're walking it into a room full of diehard hockey fans or a room full of people who've never watched a hockey game in their life, the Stanley Cup just draws so much attention. It's the ultimate that stops people in their tracks anywhere it goes. I don't think there's another object like it.
Well, you walk into the trophy room in the Hockey Hall of Fame, and it's just, there's so many other trophies, right? They have every trophy in that room in Toronto, but it's the charisma of that trophy. You barely notice I guess I should look at the other ones, because you just can't stop looking at the Stanley Cup. But Doug, this team has talked about fun. Like, is it different than past years? Like, how much fun is this team have together, and how important is that maybe to the success they've seen the last 3 years, being in Cup Finals, winning two in a row?
Tons of fun, and the fun that they have, it's genuine. These guys really enjoy being around each other, and there are a lot of layers to it. And it all starts with talking about the ownership, Vinny Viola and the Viola family, and the commitment they've put into this franchise and hockey in the community down here. The buzz has grown, the electricity around it's grown. And then since Bill Zito's come in, to be able to assemble this roster, and Paul Maurice, of course, when he was put behind the bench a few years ago, what he's been able to do, and the leadership locker room. I'll get to more on that in a moment, but Paul Maurice has talked about it quite a bit. This is a group full of really interesting guys, interesting personalities, but really fun guys, and a group that's just outstanding to be around day in and day out. And part of what makes it special, and we talked about this quite a bit, it's a little bit of a tangent that I've gotten onto lately, but with some of the other radio hits and things I've done here, talking about how things have come to be with this team and how they've developed these special qualities, it's going to be looking at.
Oh, we apologize. We apologize. We'll just try to get Doug on a better connection, though. Doug Plagans is the play-by-play voice of the Florida Panthers. You can check out the video again. Last year, you'll remember, at the end of the game was Doug Plagans and, of course, Bill Lindsay, who we've had on the show.
Yeah.
And Bill is losing his mind. This one was a little more reserved from Bill's point of view with the second one.
Bill played.
Well, he was a former Panther. Yeah. He was so passionate, right? And it's a great video. That was a long hug, though, right? As you're trying to call the final call with who was the third person with you? Is that your producer that's with you and Bill?
So, yes, that was Bill Lindsay and I in the booth, and a fine gentleman named Manny Chang, who is one of our, we have a rotation of two on-site radio engineers who work with us in the booth every game, and that was Manny working behind the scenes there, who was in the shot as well and part of the celebration. And as you guys know, it takes a lot more than just the voices you hear to put together a good product and a good broadcast. But getting back to, I'll wrap up what, I don't know where you lost me. I haven't moved. I'm in my car right now, just sitting here in a parking lot, so I'm not sure what changed in the atmosphere that separated us. But just wrapping up what I was saying there, a lot of teams out there are probably going to wonder how they can match what the Panthers have, how they can kind of mimic what the Panthers have or compete or combat what the Panthers have. So much of what this team does, it's such a team-first philosophy. The way the Stanley Cup got passed around after the win illustrates that Alexander Barkov took the cup from the commissioner and gave it right to Nate Schmidt, and then it went right down the line of the other guys that hadn't hoisted the cup before. And dressing room, when you have a superstar like Alexander Barkov, who's an all-world talent, and in my mind, this would probably there are probably some people that would want to debate me on this one, but to me, he impacts the game in more different ways every single shift than any player in the National Hockey League. But when you have a player like that with the C on his jersey, who basically has a fourth line mentality in that he'll do anything that he needs to do for the betterment of the team, it's very line. And you can say that about Barkov, but Matthew Tkachuk's the same way, and Sam Reinhart's the same way. And all these guys are so committed to winning. That's where a lot of this attitude that the Panthers have, the swagger, the compete level, that's where all this really comes from. Paul Maurice has even used the phrase, the Barkov effect, before. But you can't tell the story of the Panthers, obviously, without the man in the middle there, number 16. But so much of the way this team goes about its business comes right from its captain.
Doug, a lot of conversation, obviously, with July 1st just around the corner as we close in on free agency and a couple of, loose ends that the ownership and management needs to deal with. Sam Bennett would be at the top of that list. Marchand, Ekblad. Is there a possibility that all three of those players end up in Florida next year? Or is the fan base and, guys like yourself looking at that group and going, we're going to lose at least one?
Well, I think if we look at it, first of all, I'm not in those meetings. That's above my pay grade. I really don't have any other update or insight or anything to that effect to be able to give your way. But going back to when, when the trade to bring in Brad Marchand was made and all the different moves that have happened throughout the year, they've sounded optimistic as far as how things go, but like I said, I don't have any update, but I can tell you this: guys do love playing here. Guys love the culture that's been built here. Guys love the factor of being a winner and being able to compete for Stanley Cups here. We'll see what comes to be. As we've learned time and time again, Bill Zito, the Panthers' president of hockey operations and general manager, always seems to be two or three steps ahead of all of us. So you know that he's been running every scenario through his mind. He's had plans for all the different courses here. So I guess we'll see how it all plays out. Like I said, I don't really have any update or insight, but we'll see what they're able to do between now and July 1st.
Doug Plagans is the play-by-play voice of Florida Panthers, back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. I'm just curious because it's on your social media bio. What is your most prized possession when it comes to sports cards?
Do you have another hour we could discuss this topic? I'm kind of a I'm kind of a sports card nerd. But I would say this. So with like anybody my age, I'm born in 1985, so I just turned 40. But anybody in my age bracket, it's not the most valuable card. It's not a rare card. But I think I speak for a lot of people my age in that the 1989 Upper Deck Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card was the card. That was the card that everybody wanted back then. That was the card that it's still incredibly transactional now. If you have those and want to sell them, there are always people willing to buy them. It's an iconic card. It's a card that people who aren't even into cards can oftentimes recognize. And there might not be an athlete of the last half century that has more than Ken Griffey Jr. did. So that was always the card, and one that I've had for decades. But I've added an autographed version of one of that to my collection too, because I just think it's such a special, iconic card. And all the new stuff that comes out is cool. There's something for everybody. The great thing about the hobby is that if you go into it with $10,000 or $10. There's something you can do that you're going to find enjoyment in and have fun with. But for me, I still find myself going back to a lot of those classics, and that's always the first card I think of.
Right on, Doug. Thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the parade this weekend. And I also hope it's not as wet as it was last year for you guys.
Hey, rain, shine, whatever the situation is, it's going to be a raucous environment, a great crowd, and
you don't say.
Turnout.
Doug Plagans, the play-by-play voice of the Florida Panthers parade day coming.
They know
weekend.
How to party down there.
Oh, just a touch. Yeah. Just as the Panthers are proving. Coming up next, why Locker wants to chump me for not getting a hole in one today. On 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You are winners, big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
You're a bad person.
Okay, champs and chumps, you want to chump me?
I want to chump you because... You were golfing with, was it Ryan and Kelly? Okay, so Ryan and Kelly had a chance to get free drinks. And you screwed it up.
What? They didn't even come close to a hole in one, by the way. Just like to point that out. That's a lie, Ryan.
Because that's a rule. That is a rule. When you get a hole in one, you're bunging around.
That all depends on
hole
the course.
19.
It all depends on the course. Some courses give you.
That's not a course rule. That's a rule.
Yes, it is. There's the Royal Regina. I know this. The Royal Regina has a rule. The entire foursome, actually, everybody in the clubhouse gets around, and then the foursome drinks for an hour or something like that on the club. There's different clubs have different rules for the whole
night. I always thought it was you go.
No,
you go to the clubhouse. And you're buying drinks.
Not a chance. I would never buy a drink if I got a hole in one.
Some golf courses, they have a kitty too, right? Where they have to. Anyway.
So the story goes, I got a hole in one today. But I hit the first one in the water, and then I re-hit, and it went in the hole. So it was a par. It was a three.
I will give you.
Best three of my life. Or the worst. I don't know how to.
I will champ you, though, for being honest about it. So
I guess I could have just jumped up and down on the course and pretended I didn't hit the first one in the water before I hit the third one.
No, you wouldn't be able to live with yourself.
No, I wouldn't have. And our champ goes to Shohei Ohtani for playing Peacemaker last night. They bean Tatis. They go crazy. And then they bean Ohtani.
Oh, baby.
Oh, boy. Look at Shohei just waving him off. Waving off the thing.
Yeah, Shohei's turning around, telling his dugout, stay put.
Peacemaker, Shohei Ohtani going, no, don't go over, don't.
He also went up to the Padres bench as well and said, hey guys,
remember,
good.
I throw 100 miles an hour. When I'm pitching next against you, one of you all is going to get one, all right?
I don't think that's what he was saying.